Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted and privileged to welcome a very, very senior and accomplished professional from Hyderabad, India, Mr. Venkat Changavali. Venkat, welcome to the show. Mr. Changavali is an advisor, management consultant, and a leadership mentor. He's an author of a book titled Manage, Live, and Lead. He has conceptualized, implemented, and operationalized innovative projects for the first time, such as EMRI 108, UP100, and the Elderly Response System 14567. And given all his accomplishments, Mr. Changavali has been awarded, recognized, and felicitated several times. And I'm sure you can see several of his awards over his left shoulder behind him. So, Venkat, let me start by asking you, tell me a little bit about your own journey.
Sure. Thank you. I was born in a place called Adipudi in Andhra Pradesh in 1953. Then after my primary schooling there, I moved to a town nearby called Chirala. Mm-hmm. I did my schooling there for 6 years, where my father was teaching. Mm-hmm. Then I moved from there for my pre-university. So today what we call 12th, to Loyola College in Vijayawada. From there, I moved to Warangal for 5 years, 70 to 75, for doing my chemical engineering in NIT Warangal. From there, I moved to IIM Ahmedabad for doing my MBA, 75 to 77. That is one kind of journey.
Wonderful.
And in terms of education. Second one is for my career. I moved from Mumbai, where I did my first job. Mm-hmm. I worked for 14 years in Mumbai. I moved to Bangalore. I was there for 3 years. From Bangalore, I moved to Chennai for 11 years. From Chennai, I came to Hyderabad. Last 18 years, I have been in Hyderabad.
How wonderful.
In terms of moving journey from Indian companies to joint ventures to multinationals to non-profit organizations and the governments. And of course, I went for executive education to Harvard School, Wharton School. I went to Columbia Business School. I went to London Business School. I went to Lausanne School. Lastly, my journey started as an author in writing a book, as you said. Then I moved to producing 108 videos on YouTube, 4 minutes each, covering managerial aspects, self-management aspects. Then I covered also the leadership aspects, covering around 48 topics, each topic for 4 minutes, 108 videos. And of course, I was a director in State Bank of Hyderabad for 6 years. For two terms, it got merged with SBI after that. Then, of course, now currently, my journey is with IRDI, Insurance Regulatory Development Authority, as an advisor. Also on various committee members. And now I am advisor to Government of Assam for implementing police emergency management system.
How wonderful. How wonderful. You seem to have covered such a wide cross-section of organizations. And obviously, there's a lot of wealth of knowledge you have. But I want to talk to you about your working with many governments. What are some of the key initiatives that you are proud of?
Why I went to governments, I'll just tell you in a minute. When I was CEO of Symrise in Chennai for 11 years, in the 11th year, when I was the chairman of a convention in Madras Management Association on a topic called Beyond Creating Value, we invited Ramalinga Raju, the Satyam chairman at that time, well respected at that time. He was the chief guest, I was the chairman, I spoke, he spoke. Then he asked me whether I could be CEO for his project for saving lives in emergencies. I was not keen. So I said, I want to leave my corporate job, CEO job, and come here for working with government. So. And Hyderabad, I was not keen. But he didn't leave me. He said, take 10 days and come back. So I went to my father on 26 Jan 2005. Retired school teacher, spending his time in a temple what he built, Radha Krishna Mandir. So I asked him, so he only said, what will you what will you see, or what will others see in your obituary when you die? I said, they will say, I worked, I am and worked for so many years, gave so much to my family, sons got educated, and the wife so much jewelry, so many houses. He said, sorry, nothing gets written like that. What gets written is, what have you done to others, whom you do not know, whom you are not related to? In terms of sharing your fraction of your knowledge or the skill or money or time, any of these, if you are done to somebody whom you do not know, that gets written.
Right.
So my recommendation to you is, this is a fantastic project, saving lives. Give back to society. And that's all. I left my corporate job 18 years back, and I'm happy that I came to Hyderabad to start this 108 services under the umbrella of EMRI, Emergency Management Research Institute, which was the the private sector, joined hands with the government as PPP, started in Hyderabad to provide free emergency response services using this number 108, using the technology in the call center that send the ambulance, reach in time in PPP. So first 15 ambulances were rolled out in 4 months in Hyderabad. Then entire Andhra Pradesh got covered, 700 ambulances in 2 years' time. Then I went to, Mr. Modi called me, I went to Gujarat, launched there 450 ambulances, then went to one after another state, Uttarakhand to Goa to Rajasthan to 12 states, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka. 3,200 ambulances I was able to launch as CEO.
Wow.
This project in 12 states, and when I left in 2011 Jan, we have handled around 12 million emergencies in those 6 years, and saved 520,000 lives. Though we had 112 million emergencies, these 520,000 people were critical. Because of the system of taking a call and sending the ambulance and providing pre-hospital care, their lives could be saved. We have even conducted deliveries. So 150,000 deliveries were conducted. So that is the biggest satisfaction for me, EMRI. When I was there last week in US, there was a Uber driver driving me. And when he asked me, where are you from? When I said, he's from Gujarat. And when I said, I launched 108. Immediately, he stopped the car and said, sir, you saved my life. And imagine, I couldn't imagine my corporate sector would ever give me this kind of satisfaction. Second project with government is UP 100. So Akhilesh Yadav, the chief minister, invited me to Lucknow in December 2018. And because he heard from his secretary that I gave a speech in ISB about 108. So he asked me to do something similar for police emergencies, using the 100 number. So set up the building, set up technology, buy the vehicles, and he gave me total freedom. He appointed me as advisor. From that project, since I crossed 60 at that time, I decided not to take 1 rupee from the government. It's a free service, and they bear my cost, that's all. No money for my remuneration. So UP100, this police emergency management system, it's a 2,200 crores project for 22 crore people. And I did it in 22 months. We went live. And more importantly, it's completed in 22 months and employed 22,000 employees. All that number was hovering around 22. So this is something, I am proud of these two projects.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And since you're talking about two projects, there's a third one also, which was the elderly response system. Tell me about this one as well then.
Tata Trust also appointed me as a senior advisor. And one of the projects I did is for elderly, because 14% of population above 60, and some of them need information, need guidance, need counseling, and need some kind of orphanage movement. So I thought I would set up exactly same like what I did in 108, a call center. I selected this number 14567. You may be one in the 40s and 50s today, but you will move to 60s or 70s and 80s. So at that time, you need this number 14567.
Correct.
And, launched in Hyderabad with complete funding from Tata Trust.
Mm-hmm.
After launching, then the government of Telangana took it over, and government of India launched in more than 16 to 18 states in these states.
Mm. How interesting. How interesting.
Thank you.
So one more question about working with government, and then I want to move to your role as a leadership mentor. Working with so many different governments and so many different political leaders after IIM Ahmedabad, what have been some of your learnings and what are some of your challenges?
My learnings, first one was, learnings naturally came from challenges. So one is give credit to government. When you're working with governments, you don't take credit.
Mm-hmm.
Give government credit in terms of politicians mm-hmm. and bureaucrats.
Correct.
You do the work, but give the credit to them. Uh-huh. Ultimately, you only get credit ultimately.
Absolutely.
Second lesson is praise them publicly
mm-hmm.
and criticize them privately.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in corporate sector, I'm not used to so much this kind of philosophy.
Correct.
Third one is be humble. You're a small fellow compared to government. Chief Minister, Health Minister, Health Minister, you're a small fellow. IAS, IAS, you are only from IIMA.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to them about IIM or Bajaj.
What
matters is IAS.
Mm-hmm.
So better be humble and stay on the purpose for which I was appointed as advisor to the government. Stay on that purpose and focus.
Mm-hmm.
That's my third learning. Fourth learning is maintaining the values and ethics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud to say I have not, there was no need for me to pay 1 rupee as a bribe in my last 18 years of working with governments to anybody.
Yeah.
Nor I was to accept 1 rupee. I'm so proud.
Mm.
So despite working with people who are not so ethical, I could maintain that integrity, absolutely no problem for it.
Mm.
Can be an oasis in a desert.
Mm.
And last lesson I would like to tell you is that taking charge. I took the charge.
Mm.
I joined there for this project. I am the owner of this project. And I displayed my boldness, my courage,
mm.
in telling clearly what is needed. And of course, discipline with a focus.
Mm.
These are my
very interesting.
Out of the challenge.
Very, very interesting. So, Venkat, now let's talk a little bit about you as a leadership mentor. I mean, you know, you must have led so many different companies, mentored so many different people. My first question is, are leaders born or are they trained?
Yeah, I mean, you remember this last 45, 50 years, we have been faced this question in multiple fora.
Absolutely. You and I are this almost the same age. I think just 2 years behind you in an MBA.
Yes. See, leaders, even if they are born,
mm.
they have to be trained. That's my philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, because some are born, when they are born, they have a little bit of advantage, like we went to the institutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Bajaj, IIMs, when we went, we had an advantage over others.
Correct.
But that doesn't mean anything unless you sharpen it further in your career. It's exactly like that, I believe. I am not born as a leader.
Mm.
But I got trained and I was able to modestly become to some extent a leader.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And when you talk about an effective leaders, what are some of the common traits you have found in people who are effective leaders?
Yeah, I wanted to answer this in a very, very simple way where even a mother can understand, a schoolboy can understand. I always called leadership can be with one alphabet if I define. What they display, one is humaneness.
Mm-hmm.
They're extremely humane.
Mm-hmm.
Second is humble. Third is honest. Fourth is they're extremely hospitable.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to Hindustan Liver to meet Banga, who was my classmate chairman at that time, Vindi, he will ask each one of you,
mm-hmm.
do you want tea or coffee? When Dr. Kalam came to my house, he, first he'll remove his shoes outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the humility, humbleness, what I found.
Right.
And of course, they are very harmonious.
Mm.
They don't like conflicts. They will resolve it. Next one is they're extremely happy people. Very, very happy. They are humorous. They like humor. And they are visionaries. They are visionaries. They are excellent at inspiring people with their inspiring communication. And more importantly, they motivate, energize people at the end of the day. But the last quality is they never ever cease to be students.
What a great response. Thank you. My next question is that given the scenario today, you know, and the COVID pandemic that we are all coming out, I've been speaking to many, many leaders, and most of them said the most difficult time that they had was to keep their flock together and give returns during the pandemic. What, in your opinion, are some of the biggest challenges leaders are facing?
I think very clearly, one is many people around them look for short-term results. Whereas the leaders want something about the vision and achieving something.
Correct.
The sustainability or long-term is what a leader is looking. The people around are looking for this month and this quarter. This quarter se quarter taka. Kayamat se kayamat. QSQT is the
correct.
First challenge what leaders face. Second one is little more financial orientation today. When we started our career, it was 1,000 rupees starting salary, and our working commitment was same. Our values remained same independent of how much we're getting.
Right.
So I think it has become a little more financial orientation and self-centricity. These are the other challenges which you have to face while motivating your people. Third challenge is there are multiple resources today compared to 30, 40 years back. A leader has got multiple resources.
Absolutely.
But the challenge today is leveraging them. How do I produce a higher numerator from the same denominator? So you have a denominator, but you must produce. That means you should know how to leverage them.
Right.
And that comes what Prahlad, the CKP, used to say, constrained innovation. When resources are limited, you may have to innovate to produce them. That's where the leveraging happens.
Very interesting.
Thank you.
Very interesting. My next question to you, Venkat, is, you know, you do a lot of work with the leaders and you mentor them. How do you help them in developing leadership skills?
Yeah, first one is, as a CEO, when I was a CEO, I gave them challenging opportunities before they're ready. I never looked at a person now. Ready vice president or ready head of the department. I saw the potential. Gave him the challenge. That's how I consider that as a development opportunity for the guy. Second one is mentoring. One-to-one mentoring with a white paper, sharing my experience, and possibly giving some what I did solutions. Next one is, of course, coaching in terms of challenging their, you know, gremlins, what they call, challenging their fixed ideas, challenging their self-limiting beliefs is the other way I could develop things. And the last one is, I have a lot of role models, like academic leaders like C.K. Prahlad, like John Kota, like corporate leaders like Jack Welch during our time, political leaders like Obama, Gandhiji, this kind of people, you have got many role models. I never used to like this word when they ask me, who is your role model? I don't answer saying one. You have to have multiple role models.
Absolutely.
They can contribute to you multiple dimensions. So these are some of the things I used for developing leaders. Other than teaching, of course, I keep teaching. Exposing them.
So I now want to move to your book, Manage, Live and Lead. I'm going to ask all our viewers and listeners to go and check Mr. Venkat Changavali's book, Manage, Live and Lead. I will go and check it myself. Tell me a little bit about your book and what was your hypothesis when you wrote it?
reason to write a book was when I left EMRI, where I started my journey in 2005 with the first 15 ambulances. In 2011, Jan 10th, the new owners, they asked me to leave. So you get out suddenly, saying that we will run this organization. You are not required.
I see.
You are launched now in 12 states. We are happy. So we will do on our own. You are not required. Suddenly it came naturally. I felt bad as an individual. Many people know that 108 is my kind. So Ramalingaraj started it and then GVK came. That night when I came home, Dr. Kalam rang up at 10:30. Dr. Kalam was on our board, and Dr. Kalam, in 2005, when he heard about the first 15 ambulance launch, he called me to Rashtrapati Bhavan. I made a presentation. Then he said, 2005, 9th November, he said, I will join you when I retire as a president, 24th July 2000. And he joined.
Wow.
And I worked, I met him more than 60 times. We traveled together. We went to places. We talked together. He rang up at 10:30 that day. And he asked me, unlike others, I won't ask you why you left. I'll only ask you what you will do tomorrow morning. I said, I'm frustrated losing my job. You're asking me what will I do tomorrow morning? I won't answer. He said, no, you have to answer. He pestered for some time. I didn't budge because of emotional condition at that time. Then he said, okay, I'll dictate what you should. From tomorrow, start writing a book about your experience.
Amazing.
That's the first thing. Second thing is start mentoring people. We require a lot of leadership in the country. And third thing is start sharing your knowledge through various fora. And that was something, shocking to me. A man who's asking, who is not asking why I left. So that's all. Next day morning onwards.
Amazing.
The, Jan 2011 onwards till today. That's 3 years. I mentored corporate leaders. I wrote this book. Why I call it as manage, live, and lead. People know how to manage their people, manage their customers. You don't need to go to business school. But managing self is important. Living a life is important. Living a life with values, with attitude, with self-management skills, interpersonal skills, listening, respecting, networking, or communication, all these are important. Then only you get qualified to lead. You cannot lead if you didn't lead a good life, is my philosophy.
Correct.
That's why I named this book Manage, Live, and Lead. And I wrote 48 topics. 12 topics in manage, 14 topics in live. Each one is only 2-3 pages. Concept, my experience, then a story or an anecdote. 28 stories are there in the book. First management book in the world written by a CEO of Indian origin who studied in vernacular, comes from a rural background, but in a language which can be understood by a mother or an aspiring student leader.
Amazing.
It was launched, first copy of the book. The draft I gave it to my guru, Shankaracharya, Sringeri Shankaracharya. I took his blessings. Printed version, I gave it to Dr. Kalam, touched his feet. He only said, fantastic. I am glad you did this. But my request is, every time you share this book, you must tell always two stories. That was his instruction. Then Mr. Javadekar, HRD minister, launched the book. On 8 September 2013, then kept on various places and in India, Malaysia, US, various places.
Fantastic. And now, I have time only for one more question, and this is my last question to you.
Okay.
And Venkat, this is for the thousands of people who will listen to our conversation. Based on your amazing journey right to the very top, from what you define as very humble beginnings, what would you say are three lessons you would want a lot of our young viewers and listeners to take away?
Okay. I think my simple lessons are ABC, if I can simplify. Avoid negative people.
Okay.
Negative people, negative sources, negative things, avoid them.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a story where, the tiger was sitting and this guy comes, donkey, and what are you doing? I'm enjoying my green lawn now. Donkey says, no, it's not green, it's blue. Keep arguing. But finally, when they don't come to agreement, this guy, donkey, suggests that we go to your boss, lion. Then they go to lion, and donkey asks, lion, your guy is saying color of the lawn is green, but I'm saying blue. What do you think? Lion says, I agree with you, Mr. Donkey, it's blue. And then punishes this guy 3 years imprisonment. His subordinate tiger. And tiger asks, what are you doing? He said, no, I am only doing because you entertained a lousy guy, negative fellow. And then you kept arguing with him on a lousy topic, lousy fellow. Then he asks you to come to me and you agree to him. Then when he comes here, instead of you talking, he's talking. For all this, I'm punishing you. Moral of the story is avoid negative.
Well said. Okay.
Second is be self-confident. Whatever is your background, whatever is your intellectual, emotional, social background, doesn't matter at all. But for me, what mattered was self-confidence.
Right.
And I joined, when I became CEO in 94 for a multinational, I was not CEO before, but I was confident I can be a good CEO. I produced results. Same way when I came to MRI, I did not know anything about emergency medicine or medicine. But I was so confident I can learn. Finally, during those 6 years, I addressed the only engineer who addressed the Stanford School of Medicine. I addressed the JJ School of Medicine in Mumbai. I addressed Armed Force Medical College in Pune. So because that sheer confidence that I can learn a subject. Third is, C is cultivate people. Because you require support of people, understanding of people. Parents supported you, not that you did fantastic things in your life. Later, your spouse supports you, your boss supports you, your children support you, for which you have to do something. Cultivate them. So my three lessons are ABC, avoid negative people, negative sources, believe in yourself, and cultivate people for your group.
Well said, well said. And on that note, Venkat, and your three amazing lessons, avoid negative people, be self-confident, cultivate good people. Thank you so much for talking to me about your journey. I mean, I think you've achieved so much in life. Congratulations for that. Thank you for talking to me about such amazing lessons you got from working with the governments. Thank you for talking to me about so many different qualities of an effective leader. And finally, I think thank you for speaking to me about such an amazing experience you seem to have had working with the nation's icon, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. Thank you for speaking to me, sir, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Ajutosh. Glad that you mind me. It depends on you, the way you ask questions. And, I'm extremely happy that you mind me, though you are 2 years junior, but you developed
thank you.
Develop a lot of expertise in conducting interviews. And,
thank you so much, sir.
I really enjoy that.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast. A platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.